Welcome to the Ether. Today is Friday, May 27th, 2022. Today on the Ether, a CeFi space, Stargaze, Stars, NFT, L1. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Shane, you want to hit that speaker co-host button?
Hey, guys, how's it going? I had my audio.
Hey, bud.
I had my audio turned off for a bit, so I didn't hear what you guys just said.
Is your connection better now?
Yeah. It's all set now, so it should be good.
Yeah, you've got a little bit of robotic voice there, so try to get the best reception you can.
Yeah, I think this is about as good as it's probably going to get where I am right now, so apologies if it's not that great.
Okay, well, let me kind of introduce... I started using Stargaze a little bit recently. I wanted to get Shane on here to kind of look into the vision of Stargaze as an overall chain, as an overall project, perhaps what kind of special features it might have compared to other NFT platforms, and, maybe make some commentary as far as the, kinds of user experiences that we expect to see in the future. Perhaps if we have some time, cover a little bit of like the tokenomics of the coin itself, the Stars token, and discuss like nuances of some of the projects that are on the platform so far. I sort of reached out to Shane here. In disclosure, I have like a little bit of Stars token that I have used to buy a few NFTs on the platform and kind of play around. I claimed my airdrops as an Atom holder. If you haven't done that, certainly look into that. And there's a neat little process you go through on the Stargaze airdrop page, where you can basically pick up your airdrops, participate in the various components of the platform, and that allows you to unlock all of your airdrops if you happen to be a staker from certain chains. And Shane, real quick, it's Atom stakers and who else that can claim airdrops at Stargaze before we get started?
Atom stakers, Osmo stakers, and also people that delegated to the validator for Stargaze.
Okay, yeah, great. So if you didn't hear what he said, people that delegated to Stargaze validator or stakers of Atom or Osmosis, you should kind of check out the Stargaze page where you can claim your airdrops and use them to, participate in the system. And it kind of walks you through like a 5-step process all the way to using the Stars token in the marketplace to pick up some NFTs and such. I wanted to, Shane, like dive into sort of like some technical things. First off, like when you open the Kepler wallet, one of the buttons at the bottom allows you to go straight to participate and use the Stargaze ecosystem as a end user. One question I had was like, what kind of arrangement has to be made with Kepler to create such an experience? Like, I know so far Osmosis and Stargaze are the only two sort of like direct experiences on the Kepler wallet. Did y'all have to pay for that, or like how did you get that placement?
Yeah, so the way that works is that right now Kepler has that drop down list of kind of like default chains, right? So they kind of curate the chains that are listed in Kepler. So that's the reason for that is to like prevent some chain from launching that also maybe has a token called Atom, and then people might accidentally get like the fake atom instead of like the real one. So Kepler does charge for getting on that list. And the thing is, it's not like they're running a whole cluster of nodes and endpoints to communicate with the chain and do transactions on the chain. So it's not free for them to support all these chains. So we do have a relationship with Kepler. We pretty much pay them tokens from our foundation yearly to be able to be on the list. But being in the app, being in the mobile app, like we didn't even know that was going to happen. We didn't even ask for that. They just, they just like love NFTs. Josh, who works at Kepler, loves NFTs, and you know they just integrated Stargaze. We didn't like I didn't even know that that it was there until like some user saw it and posted it on Twitter.
Yeah, and Shane, you're getting like super robotic, so. If there's anybody else like from Stargaze also here with an account, they can hop on. They might be able to answer some of the questions, so we're not hearing just like robot voice the whole time because it is kind of hard to follow you. I think you're traveling, right? So I think your connection may be kind of questionable.
Yeah, I'm at a friend's house. He has really good Wi-Fi, so yeah, I'm not sure why that's happening. I can maybe try. Turning off my headphones and turning back on.
Yeah, maybe play with your phone a little bit and hop back on because your connection's really, really like almost impossible to follow.
Oh,
your,
no.
Your voice is breaking up a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe break off and try to reset your connection. Yeah, and come back.
Okay.
If anybody else, like I can try to grab like Bad Kids or somebody real quick. Let's see who can hop on here. Is Bad Kids or like any one of the other Stargaze folks here?
I can hear him okay.
Hey Phil, what's up?
All I wanted to say was I can actually hear him okay, so I'm not sure if it's the bug, and I'll drop back down to speaker now.
Oh, okay, so maybe it's my problem then?
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. I can hear him okay, but I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay. Hey, Bad Kids, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you just fine, so that's interesting. I'm not sure why his was messed up with me, but anyway. Yeah, you guys have a project on Stargaze. Maybe you can describe your experience with Stargaze and why you chose it and a few of those like technical things. Like what's cool about it to you?
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, let's see. We started Bad Kids back towards the end of last year in I think September. Just started like developing the idea. And I didn't really know exactly where we were going to launch it at that point, and discovered Stargaze like I think around March or February, maybe. I guess it would have been like February when they were when they announced their Genesis creator program, and applied to that. I was a big fan of Cosmos in general, so you know, discovering that there's this NFT marketplace opening up was really exciting. So we applied, got in for sort of basically the first round of NFTs getting released on Stargaze and had a really smooth launch. Like everything, everything was perfect, basically. Like it's really nice to see it sort of coming together because as they release features, like everything has been really solid. Like they've been sort of delivering on, what they say they're going to deliver on really well.
Well, cool. I had a question about... sort of like the technical features. So when you like create a mint for Stargaze, is there a fairly extensive kind of metadata setup that you can do? Like how customizable is like the NFT infrastructure at a core level, like at the base level?
Shane might be able to answer that better than me. I'm not an engineer. For our needs, like I don't think Bad Kids was doing anything too crazy with metadata. So it was, it was very straightforward for us. Like it I think it's using kind of the same formatting that OpenSea does.
Okay. And is Stargaze interested in like is it a platform where the one marketplace is intended to be the entire project, or is it intended to be a chain with like multiple marketplaces? Like what's the vision here?
All right, let me see if do I sound better now, or is it the same?
Yeah, you sound quite a bit better. And apparently, the voice problem was more with me, not with everybody else. So,
oh, okay,
it turned out.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so to answer, well, first of all, the question about the metadata, the way it works currently, all metadata has to be stored on IPFS. And it follows the OpenSea standard. So people who have launched collections on Ethereum and other networks will be kind of feel at home with the process. Is a very, very similar process. You might be even be able to use some of the same tooling. And we have our own setup tools as well that kind of helps with the whole launch process and uploading all the files and uploading all the metadata and kind of like generating all the like assets you need. In terms of marketplaces, so Stargaze is designed as a layer one only for NFTs and with just like a hyper focus on NFTs. So the way to think about it is kind of like Osmosis, but instead of for DeFi, it's for NFTs. And anyone can launch any kind of NFT related like thing or protocol on top of Stargaze. It just has to go through governance first. And right now, the marketplace that's on there right now, it's the only marketplace. If there's going to be more marketplaces on Stargaze, ideally they would be like for some kind of vertical, because like it doesn't make sense to have like two competing marketplaces that are almost the same thing, also on Stargaze, right? So maybe it might be, it could be like a marketplace only for like 3D games or something like that, or something that provides like a little like extra value or like or focuses on a special like vertical.
So is Stargaze right now a permissionless or permissioned chain as far as like launching new projects?
You know, I don't like those words. I like to call it governance gated, right? So for projects, it's completely permissionless. So anyone can launch a collection at any time they want. But if you want to like upload a custom contract, like custom functionality, that has to go through governance.
Okay, got it. So it's like kind of governance based permission in a sense, so that. It's not like a total free for all of chaos, essentially, right? Like the goal is to create a system of dApps that add value, but are not intended to be like maybe like just a distraction or just a waste of processing power, for example.
Exactly. It's not like a general smart contracting chain, so it's not supposed to be like for example, if someone builds like a purely DeFi protocol. Something like Ohm or something like that. Like that does not really like belong on Stargaze. So that's why the governance is there to kind of curate like what's being launched on it. So like the analogy is closer to kind of like the App Store model, where like if you want to launch an app in the App Store, it has to go through like the Apple's like review process or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Perfect. Like as far as the marketplace is concerned, what kind of like future do you foresee in terms of, improvements to say user interface or sorting and all the other kind of like, you know, things you like to see when you're searching for NFTs? Is there a lot of work being done on that?
Oh yeah. I mean, right now it's super, super simple. But we are kind of operating like a startup where we, launch the most basic MVP, like minimal viable product first, and then we keep adding features. The reason it's so bare bones right now is because the marketplace contract is still going through an audit. So we didn't want to launch all the features until the audit's done. But after that, we're going to have bidding. We're going to have collection bidding. Pretty much almost feature parity with Looks Rare. And we're going to eventually roll out all those features. And we just added search to the collections, and eventually you'll be able to like filter by traits. We have like a huge list of features that everyone has been asking for. But we want to kind of implement them and still keep the UX and UI kind of clean and simple. I think a lot of people are attracted to Stargaze because it is really clean and simple. And we do want third parties to build on it. So I'm sure you guys have used Hubble tools, and they're like really kind of filling in the gap of maybe the Stargaze UI not having certain features yet. So the way I kind of see it is that more advanced users would probably use something like Hubble to get maybe certain data, like volume data and stuff like that, that they may not get at the in the Stargaze UI.
Okay, cool. One feature request, if someone's writing them down, is like, I'd like to be able to like, use my like staked Stargaze tokens to like, without, so in other words, you have a pile of staked Stargaze tokens, and then you have like emissions coming from that, right? So it'd be nice to be able to use those in a direct way on the platform to buy things without sort of jumping through all the usual hoops of like, it's just a cool, it'd be nice to be able to, like, for example, have projects where you could like commit your Stargaze tokens, and then the reward somehow could be used as like part of, you know, maybe buying like floor price assets or something like that. I just kind of thinking of ways to make more utility out of the Stars token in some sort of form or fashion.
Oh, I like that. That's a really, really interesting idea, because so you're saying like, instead of like waiting for the unbonding period and withdrawing your Stars and then using them, like while you're staking, you get the rewards and then be able to kind of like do something with that. That's pretty cool.
Fundraising strategy for, specific projects, where if you intend to buy some bad kids or something, then you would sort of like, at the start of the process, you could stake a certain amount of Stars, use the yield to kind of like either get whitelisted or, some other kinds of interesting sort of like financial mechanics, essentially, to help the projects out. But also like, use your tokens for something as opposed to the usual buying process, right? That's kind of my thinking. Anyway, it just a user request, like I thought would be, potentially another reason to sort of hold the Stars token.
Yeah, that's a great idea. There's like all these cool things you can do with staking and inflation that we want to experiment with, stuff like this for sure. For example, like you can maybe like governance can direct some of the inflation to like a creator DAO that can maybe vote on, funding for like future projects and stuff like that. There's all these kind of experiments that we want to do.
Currently, maybe you could speak to the tokenomics of the Star token, like what's its inflation rate, and maybe talk about like the tokenomics design and like why it is the way it is, and some like maybe just a 101 class as far as like what we need to know about the Stars token if we're buying it.
Sure. So the tokenomics for Stargaze is kind of based around front loading the inflation. So it's a bit similar to Bitcoin, where like I think the first year the inflation was at like 100%, and then it halves every 4 years or something like that. So with Stars, basically it gets cut by a third every year. So right now the inflation is super high, it's 100%, and then the year after that it'll be 67, and then so on and so forth. It gets cut in a third every year. So we have this like event called a third inning every October, where it gets cut in a third. And this is really inspired by Osmosis. Osmosis also has a very similar model. And the main reason for this is because it's like a way to bootstrap the network, get all the liquidity out there, get the liquidity pools full. So we get a lot of early users able to get the token at a lower price. And then gradually over time, it gets more deflationary over time. Well, the inflation gets lower, but there's also like a burning mechanic that's built into Stargaze, which I can talk a little bit about later. But yeah, so inflation starts out really high. You know, you can't sell a token in the United States. So the reason we kind of get around that is keeping inflation high. So that is how the distribution of the token kind of happens. It gets cut in third.
So is the stars token currently held entirely by community, or is there like team tokens, or how is that set up right now in terms of distribution?
So we try to make it as community owned as possible. There's an allocation to a foundation that has some tokens. A lot of it's in the community pool, which is kind of like a governance controlled DAO. So then people can, you know, vote with what to do with the tokens. And actually the airdrop came out of the community pool, and people voted to do the airdrop. And there's a small founder allocation, and then there was a small seed round as well. That's the basic distribution.
Bad Kids, I'd like get some folks up here that might be like actually running projects, but you want to like maybe talk to us a little bit more about kind of like how you chose this particular platform, and what kind of traffic you're seeing, especially given kind of like more bearish market conditions and everything. Like, what do you guys see in terms of your, just like the health of your particular project and how that's going?
Yeah, sure. I think we chose Stargaze just because it was, it was new, it was exciting. Like, we liked the Cosmos ecosystem, so we were, you know, feeling good about that. And also just, you know, I feel like there's like a lot of, if you launch on Ethereum, you really need to have super solid marketing. There's like a lot of expectations. And this was, you know, Bad Kids was really sort of an art focused project and kind of a weird one at that. And so, you know, we thought, you know, it's like Stargaze is like a new thing. There's not as many, it's not like some big, huge money thing in terms of like, you know, NFTs selling for like thousands of dollars a piece yet, you know? So it's nice to kind of like start small and kind of hopefully help, you know, shape, the kind of NFT marketplace it turns into. And then I guess just in terms of, where the market is right now, definitely, volume has slowed down as the market has sort of like, been tanking. But you know, these things are, they come and go in cycles. I mean, it's been interesting because the floor price, at least for Bad Kids, has actually like held up pretty well. You know, it's still up, I think, 20x from the mint price. Now, you know, of course, Stars has changed a lot in value, but you know, still, if you minted it back in March, I'm pretty sure you're still up regardless. So I'm optimistic about the future.
Yeah, Bad Kids is a pretty fun little project. Like, did you guys envision this as kind of like humorous, or like what is the intent? Like, some of the videos some of the people did were just hilarious. As far as like, you know, sticking, you know, the faces onto, you know, a bunch of motorcycle riders and all that funny shit. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, people have been doing some really fun stuff. And I mean, I think that's kind of part of the fun of it is like, this is like, it's like a very organic community that came together. Because I think it's definitely a little bit of a divisive project. You know, like some people just do not like it. which I actually think that's fine. You know, like when you're working on an art project, not everyone's going to like it. You know, like art is by nature divisive, and that's totally okay. Like, we need to be okay with that. Like, there's room for a lot of different kinds of stuff. But I think generally the people that find themselves attracted to Bad Kids are, you know, like a bit like they're not taking the stuff as seriously, and they're sort of having a bit more fun with it. So it's just it's been nice to kind of see people organizing around those kind of ideas, because I think people, you know, you see like communities of other NFTs where, you know, the floor price is falling, or they didn't deliver on something they said they were going to do, and people are all like, you know, shouting and yelling at each other and, you know, getting really worked up. And so far the Bad Kids community has been, you know, very chill, very fun. I'm enjoying that aspect of it a lot.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I think the project is just kind of fun for what it is. There are all sorts of like vaporware roadmaps out there that, ultimately, you can't know that a roadmap is going to actually happen until it actually does. So, you know, to me, it's like, if I'm going to sort of like, quote unquote, invest in something, you know, it's like, I'm going to do it for the art first and foremost. And then, like, you know, if the various roadmaps and whatnot materialize, okay, fine. But I don't necessarily go into looking at something like artwork as something that, from a utility perspective, first and foremost. It's just like, you know, that every sort of arena has vaporware, and any centralized system where there's people involved, you know, an artist, for example, something had happened to an artist, God forbid, and then, you know, the roadmap doesn't happen, right? So there's, it's promises can only go so far with those types of systems is kind of how I look at it. But yeah, anyway, I think Knots NFT, what are you guys up to these days?
Can you hear me, bud?
Yeah, you're great.
Yeah, okay, awesome. Yeah, no, we've got a collection of Star Knots on Stargaze right now. We've also got some Wanots out there, but really just wanted to give kudos to Shane and Ruin and the whole Stargaze. You know, just wanted to show them some love. You had some questions. I mean, Stargaze is the place to be in Cosmos for NFTs. We've tried other different places. We keep coming back to Stargaze. This is where the traffic's at, the user experience, the user interface, the team behind it, how helpful they are, everything. It's just a perfect combo. It makes you want to come back. As Bad Kids has said, you know, given everything in the crypto, everything that's going on, it's down, but there's still a decent amount of traffic going through Stargaze, and we're seeing continuous sales. And we've had nothing but great success, and they keep implementing new features. They've now got this search feature where you can see all the different NFT collections out there, whether you're on the launch pad or if you're doing it via a kind of an indirect link and using the Stargaze platform that way. But it's a great place. I mean, we're excited to always be on there. We've had great success. And it's just fun. You go on there and you mint an NFT. It's a fun experience. The layout is pretty. Everything. It's just a great experience. And nothing but positive things to say. So Shane, Ruin, all y'all, thank you for all your continued support and everything we've done. We've been a pain in the ass a lot of the times, but they've been great. And I mean, anyone out there, you know, highly recommend using Stargaze. It's a great team and just a great platform, and just really, really happy.
Does it cost? Does it cost you guys anything in terms of the actual like deployment and minting process? Like, do you have like, do you have to commit some funds in stars or something like that, or is there like an element of royalties that goes to the platform? How does that work out? What's the business
model? Yeah, I think we have to have 2,000 stars in the wallet, which is not too much at all. And then I believe there's the, you know, 10% is going to Stargaze, which is the norm for what we've seen on other platforms as well. But well worth it considering the traffic and then just the the wide variety of projects that are out there and the interest level from the community. I mean, there's just so much traffic that comes through there compared to other platforms that we've had. There's nothing like it in the cosmos, and we'll continue to keep coming back to Stargaze, and it's where we want to be, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was that much traffic there. It's good to hear. I kind of foresee like two different types of platforms have emerged. One is a chain like Juno or Terra or something like that with a variety of NFT marketplaces, and then there's the potential for individual chains like Stargaze to have marketplace. It's a very different style and vision. After sort of like the Terra wreckage, at least two projects I know of are starting new chains. One of them is Mars that announced something today, and another one is Kujira, which was like a liquidation platform. So it's interesting how things get resolved in the cosmos in terms of strategy.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to jump in there a little bit. By the way, thanks so much for the great words. It means a lot to us, like hearing all the compliments really helps us keep building in this bear market. So thanks a lot for that. So I was just going to say, having application specific chains, like that was actually the original vision of Cosmos. Cosmos is all about having chains that are focused on one thing and doing that one thing well, and then talking to other chains over IBC. The kind of generalized blockchain model comes, started with Ethereum and, Terra did it and Juno's doing it, but it's something that's actually wasn't part of the kind of original vision for Cosmos, but it's cool that it's there. It's awesome that Cosmos also enabled that. And these chains can still coexist and talk to each other still, so.
Shane, how many validators does Stargaze have, and like how complicated was that to set up, and how costly was that? Like, and how did you get enough buy-in from validators to decide, hey, we're going to support the chain? Like, what does that process look like for people, just so we understand?
So right now, that's 110 of them, and we want to keep expanding that number. The thing is, if you have too many of them, it kind of slows down the chain. It makes it increases the block time, so users will have a little bit of kind of like a worse UX when they're kind of using the wallet and stuff. But we definitely want to increase that number because we want to be as decentralized as possible. Getting the initial validator set wasn't too bad. I just kind of like wrote a Medium post and then he said, hey, we're starting this chain. And then a whole bunch of them kind of came and joined. And we ran a series of test nets. We tested out some of the stuff we're building. And it just kind of grew from there. And there's a bunch of validators in Cosmos that pretty much validate all the chains. So we have kind of a lot of the same ones. And, me and my co-founders have been running validators in Cosmos since like the hub launched since 2018. So it's, it's pretty kind of like second nature for us. So that part of it wasn't too bad. So because we kind of have this knowledge, it kind of enables us to kind of have that stuff going in autopilot. And we just kind of focus on building out the protocol and building out the website.
Yeah, cool. Like, yeah, I didn't realize you guys were there for such a long period of time. Like what kind of maybe lessons have you guys learned in the Cosmos since as far back as 2017, and in terms of like your philosophy for how these systems should work? One thing that came up on Terra, like in the last month before this crash, was there was sort of like a marketplace, like, that was undergoing some mischief in terms of like some, not insider trading, but like, anyway, long story short, there was some like complications in minting processes and whatnot, where there's some skimming going on. Like, how do you guys prevent these types of like problems and make sure there's like an equitable process for everybody on your platform? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you build an open protocol, anyone can write bots and stuff like that, and you know, figure out ways to game the system. But the good thing is everything's kind of like everything's public. All the data is there. You can look at everything on chain. That kind of helps us identify issues and start working on them. Pretty much the way we work is that, you know, if we see something going on, then we kind of start working on a fix. Everything kind of goes through governance. So we have just kind of a very kind of open and transparent process. You know, things are going to like people are going to, you know, figure out, like MEV and like look at minting and try to game the system. And, you know, a lot of the data is on IPFS. So kind of like, if you're savvy enough, you can, you know, maybe figure out how to like snipe NFTs and stuff like that. We're always kind of trying to improve that process. So like right now we're working on randomizing the minting a little better, to make it kind of harder to game.
Cool. Hey, Karma, what's going on?
Hey, everybody. Sorry for joining a little bit late. And I hope, Sefi, everybody, you won't mind. If this has been discussed previously, I really apologize. But I was really excited to see this Spaces live because I have just been wondering recently where the development of, you know, sort of like Cosmos-wide NFT standards is. And you know, I heard that Stargaze is looking to develop something like this. So can I hear a little bit about it, if possible?
Oh, yeah, that's an awesome question. So Cosmos has been a little slow to adopt NFT standards. There was like a Cosmos SDK kind of standard for a long time, and that really kind of didn't launch. So we kind of took matters into our own hands and started building on CosmWasm. And CosmWasm has a standard called CW721. So that's what we kind of built on top of. This is what Terra uses. This is also what Juno uses. That's pretty cool. But we're working on an IBC NFT transfer protocol right now. So this will enable NFTs to transfer between any kind of Cosmos chain. So that's called ICS 721. Some Cosmos people have been working on that for a couple of years, but it just got kind of like finalized. And we've been working on like an implementation of it for a while. And we're very, very close to like having that working. So soon you'll be able to, as long as that contract is on both chains, you'll be able to transfer NFTs across chains. So like, for example, maybe, you know, if Terra 2 enables IBC, then, you know, you might be able to like mint over there and then send it over to the marketplace on Stargaze, or you can like mint on Stargaze maybe, and then like send it over to like Juno or Omniflix or like some other chain.
Absolutely awesome. I will be honest, that's what I hope to hear. You know, it's very, very exciting to imagine a world where all this, as you said, like Cosmos enables these utility-driven separate chains, but at the same time, because NFT market is all about liquidity, at least in to some extent, especially when it comes to marketplaces, having a joint NFT standard would really enable us a new level of interoperability. And I just wonder, sorry, you know, to grill you so much on these questions, but it's exciting. How would an experience for users look like once these contract standards are implemented? Is there going to be any bridge experience at all, or is it going to be seamless?
So it's going to be kind of as seamless as maybe using like depositing like tokens into Osmosis and using Osmosis, right? So Osmosis uses fungible, just regular fungible token transfer over IBC. So you can bridge in other assets. So it's going to be kind of a similar process. You'll be able to, if you're in the Cosmos ecosystem, you'll be able to use Kepler and be able to like transfer an NFT between two chains, maybe with like, you know, two, maybe three maximum like transactions or clicks.
And again, sorry, Steffi, I just really I'm really excited to hear this. This would also mean that you could technically query all NFTs and all collections across the Cosmos blockchains, if I'm not mistaken. And then in regard to that, would it allow, let's say, Stargaze or other marketplaces across Cosmos to almost act like aggregators for, you know, no matter where you hold a collection slash a piece, you could still look at the entirety of it across Cosmos in one place?
Totally. Yeah. This is like one of the major goals of Cosmos is to have like this network of blockchains, but they're like act like kind of like a virtual chain almost. So yeah, there's two ways to do this. Like there's work going on IBC queries. So one chain will be able to query another chain and kind of get data from that chain. And also you can just build this on the front end, right? You can have a marketplace that does all the aggregation like behind the scenes. And then, but then when you actually go to like do the transaction or like, you know, bid on an NFT or whatever, then it'll like fire off the IBC transactions to make it all work.
Yeah. The other way to look at it too would be you could also, with interchain accounts in theory, you could be like on Stargaze, but you could spend your like Luna or your Atom or whatever, and you can then buy NFTs, and all of the swaps to the Stars token would happen in the background too. I think that's a possible future soon, right? In theory.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah. That's a great use case for interchain accounts. Yeah. Like, I think our first use case for that is we're going to be able to, like, we want to be able to do swaps. So we want people to like easily go from, you know, Atom to Stars, Luna to Stars or whatever. So maybe you'll use like Osmosis in the back end and do that swap. But for like NFT transfers themselves, yeah, it totally makes sense to use like interchain accounts for that too.
All right. Last little bit, Steffi, and then I'm going to step down.
Oh no, go right ahead. You have plenty of good questions.
I'm just wondering because, you know, with Terra 2.0 launching, some projects will rush to port over slash migrate to Terra 2.0, but some projects, and for example, Galactic Punks, we're actually wanting to wait a few days or possibly even weeks out in the hopes that we can improve our NFT contracts and use this migration as, you know, one for all improvement availability. Now, I wonder, can you just ballpark the time when these new contracts could be ready? Because I presume that many Terra NFT collections could also use, I mean, I'm assuming here that Terra 2.0 will be fully IBC enabled, of course, could maybe possibly implement these with the migration instead of, you know, having possibly two sort of like events going on. Do you see this as being a possibility? Did I cut off, or is Twitter rugging?
Shane, did you catch that? Did you catch that question, Shane?
Oh, sorry, I didn't catch that question. I didn't know that was question. The question was for me. Sorry.
Oh.
Oh no! Don't yeah, worry.
Repeat that briefly, Karma.
Yeah, it was very convoluted question on my part. The question was: do you know when these new NFT contracts could be ready? Will they be open sourced? And will there be, you know, available to other projects? Because as projects migrate to Terra 2.0, they could possibly upgrade to these new contracts.
Oh yeah, I mean, all our stuff is open source. You can go on GitHub and look at them right now. The repo is public awesome. If you search for public awesome in GitHub, you'll probably find it. And it has the ICS Sun 21 code there as well. And yeah, you know, we're getting very close to finalizing it. And but the problem right now is that I don't think Terra has IBC enabled. As soon as it enables IBC, then in theory it could work. So You know, we definitely want to try that and trying to get that out as soon as soon as we can.
Yeah, I believe Terra 2, which I think it got pushed back to opening tomorrow, is what I heard on the grapevine. But I believe it's going to have comprehensive, like the most updated Cosm Wasm IBC features, if I'm not mistaken. So hopefully it becomes apparent pretty quickly. I think what she's trying to also say is like, you know, is it feasible that if you design your NFT for, let's say, Terra 2, you can then also publish it or cross-publish it on Stargaze somehow or something like that?
Yeah, I was looking at the Terra 2 repo, and it uses like the latest version of Cosm Wasm, which is the same one that Stargaze uses. So I think we still have to kind of wait and see which projects launch on it. But if the projects use kind of the same version of Cosm Wasm, if we can upload this NFT transfer contracts, then in theory we could get it working where you can transfer NFTs back and forth.
Cool. Amir hopped up and I think had a question or comment. Amir, go ahead, man.
Yes. Hi, Sefi. Hi, everyone. Shane, the Stargaze is a great platform. I love using it. I was wondering about integration of secret NFTs. Is there something being worked on over there? Or?
Yeah, we've been talking to the secret team. They're also built on Cosm Wasm. So integration should be possible. The only kind of difficulty there a little bit is because of the design of secret, like some metadata is supposed to be private. So we have to kind of add some special functionality to be able to handle that stuff.
Great. I also had a question about the marketplace. Like, when you go look, it's only from the attributes, like from price wise. Is it going to be like a newly listed and stuff like that, or just the price is going to be like? For now, we can only basically like check the price from ascending to descending, or the other way around. Is it going to be like a different other things, like looking for trades and things like that?
Oh yeah, yeah, the sorting. Yeah, yeah, that's gonna be able to like sort in like any way you want at some point. Yeah, right now it's only price, but updates to that is coming, sure.
Thank you very much, Shane.
Sure, thank you.
Cool. Shane, do you have any comments on like the future sort of like alpha in terms of, like the future vision of Stargaze? Like, what are some of the big like developments you guys want to achieve as a team over the next year or two?
Some of the things we want to do is to have some integrations that integrate into the marketplace that add value to all the NFTs on the platform. So for example, we're working with another team to bring in like lending and borrowing. And because kind of Stargaze is this integrated platform, like you can have that integrated into the marketplace itself, into the UI in the marketplace itself. So we're kind of like looking forward to adding some more like DeFi integrations, integrations with DAOs. Also, haven't mentioned this before, but we're also working on a name service, and we kind of want to have all these like working really seamlessly. So that's kind of some of the future things that are coming up.
Yeah, which is by itself quite a bit of work to get all that done. So
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. It's easy stuff. A lot of stuff's easy to say and takes a lot longer to actually do.
Yeah.
I mean, Amir, yeah.
When you're making your own chain. Yeah.
Yeah. Amir, go ahead.
Yes. When you say lending and borrowing, you mean like we could put up our NFTs as collateral and to borrow some stars or.
Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it would be very, very useful to consider also the use of the STARS token for some of these types of
activities, right? Like I was trying to mention that before. Like one of the things I was talking about for Terra 2, which I tried to mention to like the Terra Builders Forum and everything, is that like, you know, there need to be more value capture mechanisms and utilities for the core token of the platform generally. And this is true of generally of DeFi platforms. I think more reasons to have the coin helps with the value accrual of that coin, which then tends to help projects and treasuries and everything on that chain. And without those things, like it makes it harder for like people to invest in the coin. And I'm not saying Stargaze in particular has any particular problem with its tokenomics. I'm just saying like in general, you want to have as many value capture mechanisms as you possibly can. And with what you're describing, like it would be kind of cool to be able to like provide stars as, you know, collateral and for that matter, just maybe you lock up your stars token, the protocol takes your future yield and allows you to say like mint NFTs now with your future yield. But you don't get your stars token back until like the protocol has collected the amount of yield that you have like pre-borrowed, so to speak. It's like an Alchemix kind of theory. That would be kind of cool for NFTs, I think. It'd give you a little bit more buying power now with the yield that you have coming in the future, which would be pretty sweet.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I haven't thought about that previously, so I think that's a great idea. Yeah, lending and borrowing kind of like at a different level, at the token level, I think will be cool. I was talking about lending and borrowing of NFTs earlier, but yeah, this is also a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's good to consider the NFTs and consider the value capture mechanisms or the utility for the primary token. You want it to be worth holding, because if more people hold it, then more people are likely to play on the platform and eventually buy more NFTs and everything else, right? So you want the STARS token to be as, I would call, like investable as possible, if there's such a word. Any possible value capture you can imagine, I would try to like throw the book at it, essentially. Like every possible permutation of that would be generally good.
Exactly. Oh, and another thing that's coming up is we have a developer that is building a generative art platform on top of Stargaze. So it's something that's a little bit like Art Blocks or FX Hash, if you guys have used those.
Wait, repeat that. I think you broke up while you're saying that. Describe what you're talking about.
We're working on a generative art platform. So if you guys have used Art Blocks or FX Hash, we're going to have something similar on Stargaze. So it's where people can come and mint, and it'll generate a piece of art in real time that's totally on chain, based on like the time you minted and based on your address and the block height and some stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got it.
Yeah. That's another
thing that's coming. It's like printing things on demand, essentially.
Yeah,
very cool. And if anyone else wants to hop up to ask any kind of questions and such, feel free to hop up. Like Home and Shane kind of like reached out to me and kind of asked me to like put this together and, you know, just have a chat with everybody. And I think this has been fun. If you have any questions, feel free to hop up. I've got a few minutes here. We can kind of like capture those. But yeah, just trying to get as much sort of visibility for Cosmos as possible, as tragic as the recent, Terra implosion has been. I think there's still lots and lots of opportunity in the space to kind of, you know, innovate and make it. I think the key thing in these kinds of market conditions is not to give up and like keep building, keep coming up with ideas. And I think I think what usually happens is a lot of people give up when prices of things are down, and then, you know, get trapped when prices start going up again. They're like, oh, we're not ready. And whether you're a retail user or a builder or a project or whatever, you really should be kind of like, you should persist at all times, is my general philosophy, regardless of how much like I guess, tragedies happening around. And it's easier said than done, but I think it's a philosophically good plan, and I like it. So, bros, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Thanks for having a space here. I'm going to go back and re-listen because I definitely missed the first half, and I'm sure there's probably some good information in there as well. I just wanted to jump on first as like a general question, like, I guess, if someone owns a domain, from what I understand, you can use Stargaze and you could basically host a marketplace on your own domain. If you sort of could find the right devs to make sure those contracts are lined up. Is that pretty much true based on how I understand Stargaze's product?
Yeah, so anyone can launch a website and interact with the protocol. So we've already have some projects that have built their own minting site. So you can definitely build your own kind of own launch pad. If you want to have like a specialized website for your own, for your own product launch and mint, it's also possible to, build another website for the marketplace if you want to. A cool thing we have that I don't think many other projects have is that we have this finder's fee, which is like this affiliate fee that's built into the marketplace. So if you build a third party tool or you build like some other website or way to be to bid on NFTs, you can the person who's listing the NFT can put in a finder's fee and say, hey, I am willing to pay this much for whoever matches me with a bidder. And then if you make a third party site that does the match, then you can kind of get that cut. So yeah, it's totally possible to build other sites on top of Stargaze.
Awesome. Thanks for that. That definitely answers my first part of my question there. Second question, more of like maybe Luna directed question, but I know Tally's marketplace was really sort of had high hopes for a lot of things, and then people ended up somewhat disappointed by it in different ways. But some things I liked about Tally's were the ability to redirect the royalties, and like as individual creators sort of launching projects into like a gallery marketplace. Just in general, I think, like, have you heard from Tally's? Are they trying to come to Stargaze and do relaunch there, or does anyone know about that, like how that compares? Or maybe you guys are more too close to be like maybe Tally's is sort of like overlapped on what you guys have.
I know that one at least one project from Tally's has reached out, and they are working on building on top of Stargaze. In terms of royalties, the way it works is you can have it either go to yourself or like any other address that you want. And eventually we want to have like splits and stuff like that too, but right now it's the way it works is pretty simple.
Okay. Yeah, definitely would be looking forward to like that split royalty feature. And what I'm envisioning is like there's a lot of artists out there who don't know how to list their art, and so if someone can list that artist's art for them, take a royalty, sort of like that finder's fee. I think it's similar in there, but that sounds really exciting all around. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Cool. I think we caught everybody's questions, I believe. Hopefully this space was helpful for everybody. I just kind of like to throw my time out there and give people some exposure and such. I have a tiny amount of Stars tokens, and I'll probably pick up some more to get some more NFTs on the platform and such. And, it's a lot of fun using the actual, usually using the system. And I think there's a lot of fun projects on there. If folks have not done so, I would suggest if you have Osmosis or Atom Staked, it's really a fun process going through their kind of like airdrop claim process to grab some Stars tokens and,
you know, that's usually enough tokens to actually buy some NFTs, which is kind of fun. And I'd certainly check that out. And I think just now Stargaze Zone just hopped on. I don't know if they had any comments real quick.
Oh, hey, sorry. This is Ruan. I thought I was on my personal account. But I know that Knotts mentioned that there was a 10% fee on there, but I was wondering if you could clarify about the fair burn. I don't know if y'all talked about that earlier or not.
We did not, I think. Maybe you could describe that.
Shane, do you want to take it or should I?
Yeah, sure. I can talk a little bit about fair burn. So all the fees on Stargaze, they don't go to the team. The way it works is that half the fees are burned, and then the other half goes back to stakers. So that's how the fees work in Stargaze. So to launch a collection, there's a 1,000 star fee, and then each mint has a 10% fee, which is fair burned.
And so, yeah, what that means is that 5% of that gets taken out of circulation, so it makes stars deflationary, and the other 5% currently goes to the community pool, and that'll eventually go to stakers.
Yep.
And then the fees on Marketplace are also 2%, and it's the same kind of 50-50 cut that way.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks for the clarification. One last little question I had. The mechanics behind like pricing NFTs in, you know, unstable coins instead of stable coins. Like on the one hand, if I have Stars tokens, it's easy. It makes the NFTs more affordable, obviously, when the price of the token goes down. But at the same time, it kind of like creates a, very real drop in the kind of like the, I guess, fiat priced floor price. Like, what kind of problems do you guys have, like, as NFT projects in terms of kind of like these valuation changes? Like, you know, how do you deal with them? Do you see a lot more sales when the price of the tokens go down? Like, what are you guys seeing exactly in that sense?
Yeah, this is a great question. Something we've been thinking internally a lot about. So right now the NFTs are priced in stars because we do kind of want to try and bring value to stars. There are people that want them to be listed in maybe stable coins or other IBC assets. Something we may do in the future, you know, not really sure yet, is maybe have the ability to price them in a stable coin, but still pay the fees in stars maybe. But right now we just kind of want to keep things simple and just kind of have everything based around one asset, but that could definitely change in the future.
Think it's relevant, like in particularly volatile market situations where, like, let's say a project really needs to be making a certain amount as a base, like floor minting price, but then suddenly the value of the Stars token goes down, for example. And now it's like they're having funding problems, right? So mm-hmm. I think I agree with you, like to some extent, some pricing, it'd be nice to be able to like have some kind of oracle where you know what the stablecoin value is, and then but you can still, like you said, pay in the Stars token at the relevant fiat comparison price.
Yeah, that's definitely a good idea and something that we're thinking about.
Cool. And I think Knotts jumped back up. You got some comments?
No, I was just gonna kind of just say, yeah, we've seen a trend towards lower priced NFTs, and we've had NFTs that were priced higher, and it's just constantly adapting to the environment and the situation. You've got to make, you know, X amount to cover your costs, because there's a lot of costs that go into this, but constantly adapting, and we've been shifting towards lower prices as well to keep making sales, honestly. So it's a constant learning process. We're always just trying something new, but we keep doing that, and we'll keep prices where we think we can still make cover our costs and make a little profit. But It is what it is right now.
Yeah, I think among people that are not like NFT native, I hadn't really thought about, where all the different costs come from. But obviously there's everything from like royalty fees to hosting your images and all of those kinds of things, development costs, et cetera. I think it's hard for people to sort of realize how much work is involved. They just see like, neat little, colored pictures and different things. But like the amount of work in the background is quite substantial. And I am not fully sure if many of the public buyers of NFTs are fully cognizant of that from an education perspective. It might be interesting on the Stargaze platform to have some kind of like interesting video series that's like educational to like cover some of these kinds of issues, like the making of the art, how projects are deployed and like what kind of work is involved with that. That could be an interesting piece of the site, perhaps. Anyway, just a thought.
Yeah, there's real quick, there's a lot of cost that people don't see. You've got all these different social media platforms and you have to have moderators. You pay, we're doing tons of giveaways. You're doing everything you can to kind of stay relevant out there on Twitter, doing Discord giveaways, Twitter giveaways, every social media platform you can think of, artists, marketing, developers, just other people that are doing giveaways and trying. There's just a lot of costs that people don't see. And to be honest, it's not, we're not out here getting rich. At least we're not. I don't know about others, but we seldom have ever taken any of our earnings. Everything just goes right back into it. And we work on the next collection and try and improve on that. But it's a grind, but it's a labor of love. And once again, thanks to Ruan and Shane for providing such a great platform. And Sefi, thanks for allowing me to come up here and speak. I appreciate it.
No, it's been great, guys. I think on that note, I think we can probably break. We've been here about an hour or so. It's been great having everybody up, and hopefully we've all learned something about Stargaze, and everyone have fun on the platform, guys. We'll catch up later. Thanks, Shane. Happy travels, by the way, wherever you're at.
Oh, Sefi, thanks a lot, man. Yeah, this was awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah, great, guys. Good having you all. Catch you later.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the CeFi Space Stargaze Stars NFT L1. Recorded on Friday, May 27th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling up, I'm in a bowl with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much has so little as to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.